schools which will tell, you know, kind of enable them with, you know, what words to say. So it is, you know, there's a great article on parenting.com today about five tips to talk to your kids about scary news when, you know, when something scary happens. And
so
one thing was wait until they're older.
Right. You know what?
Unless, of course, kids bring it up first, and that could maybe, you know, empower you to have a great conversation.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up. And timing is everything in life, as we all know. I was talking to a friend of mine who has a daughter who is going to be like 7, all right? And she wanted to talk about, you know, changes in life and everything. So she wanted to have the talk, if you know what I'm saying, in quotes. So she point blankly, and talk about timing is everything, asked her, do you know what a period is?
Mm.
And without blinking, the daughter turned to her and says, yeah, that's the thing at the end of a sentence. She goes, no, really, do you know what a period is? She goes, and then she thinks long and hard, and you think, and this is the funniest, she goes,
and if that satisfies them, you end it. If not, you continue on the
right.
conversation.
And she goes, no, do you really know what a period is? She goes, yeah, I think it's a length of time. Is it like you do this for a certain period? And she said, yeah, okay, we'll have this talk later. So you're absolutely right.
What they can handle.
Yeah, timing, yeah. But you don't avoid, I guess the key is, right, that you don't avoid it, but you don't have to, you know, hit it head on, because that might be the last thing they're thinking about or want to talk about, right?
Questions, when they start to ask the questions, you can ask questions back to see how much information that they need.
Yeah.
So I think that's important as well.
What else did they say in this thing about the, you know, was it all about the right time to talk about bad things?
Right. I mean, obviously,
Emery, did we lose you? Well, I guess somehow we had a glitch in the phone, and we have lost Anne-Marie. So she'll call back, or we'll try to get a hold of her. Our trendy mommy, Anne-Marie Selden, trendymommies.com. Trendymommies.com. I don't want you to hear the thing I hung up on her.
You want me to call her back?
Yeah, we'll just give a quick call. She was kind of in the middle of the conversation.
Okay.
While you do that, I'll talk about, I want to tell you about the
Brew Fest coming up, right?
I was just saying, I got it right in front of you, buddy. Brew Fest coming up this Saturday, or as I'm calling it, Hands Across the Brews. No, that's not true. As our good friends at Majors are working with our other friends at the Athenian Corner to put on a great brew tasting, which is going on this Saturday. Now, the actual beer tasting portion starts at 6 o'clock, goes from 6 to 9, but the party goes right throughout the night. Harpoon Brewery, Wachusett Brewery, Smutty Nose, they're all going to be there. Goose Island Beer, many, many local
Smutty
brewers.
Nose. Maybe I'll ask the folks at Smutty Nose what that means.
Well, I think it means what it is. You know, you got to get... You wipe your with your sleeve if you get a smutty nose. Or is that a snotty nose? No, that's what it is. Anyway, we have Anne-Marie back. Anne-Marie, I apologize. We must have had a glitch in the phone system or something.
No problem.
All right. So we were talking about the right time to talk about the things. And I guess maybe if you don't bring it up, will they ever?
You know, sometimes they will. They mean... They'll hear things at school. I mean, you can't shield your kids from everything.
No.
Unless you have, of course, the evening news on.
Well.
Then that's a little bit different. But they will hear, I'm sure, snippets about it, especially if it's, you know, affected them, if it directly affected them. When a tragedy affects someone that your kids know.
Or a family member, you're right, may have known somebody who was on the plane or was in the, you know, one of the buildings. Or that's interesting.
Right, so there's really no way to shield your kids from it. So that's an important point where obviously the children who are deeply affected will know more than, you know, kids who have not been directly affected.
Well, you know, we usually try to keep things fun and light, but I think one of these trendy mommy days, not too far down the line, maybe we should do a little research on how to tell your kids about, you know, death in the family, how you broach that. You know, that if somebody close by has passed on. That's always been tough.
And it's challenging because
actually,
when do you take your children, you know, I'm Catholic, so we usually go to wakes.
Yeah.
And I did take my children just this summer to
Did you really?
A wake. And because I remember when I was younger, the first wake and funeral I went to was a very close uncle. And so you think about it, and my sister said, well, my nephew's and niece's first wake was a grandparent. So my recommendation, my personal opinion is not, you know, maybe to take them to someone that they're not as close with or they don't know.
Because I remember the first time I think it scared the bejesus out of me.
And it can be scary. And I told them what we were doing, but not too much. And they had lots of questions after they went into the room. And they just stopped in their tracks and they looked. And then they came out of the room and then they bombarded me with questions.
Yeah, I'm sure that's a good time to open up that dialogue.
Right.
Absolutely.
Oh, but my little one, no offense, Mommy, but that was really creepy.
Well, yeah, it is kind of a strange thing that we do, I guess.
But it's a part of life. Talk about it and have those discussions.
The old circle of life type of thing. So what else are you working on? Any cool new products we should be aware of? Because I know you're always on the cutting edge of stuff that's coming up.
Well, it is interesting because as a busy mom, I'm always trying to figure out what to cook for dinner, what to make for lunch, and I have been making the lunches in the evening to just make it easier in the morning.
Yeah.
But this company sent me these great, and I've been eating them, and I haven't even given them to my kids yet. It's called Go Picnic, where it's in a cardboard box. You open it up, and it has everything that you could possibly need for a healthy, nutritious. They're prepackaged meals.
Yeah.
But they're types of items that are sold at, like, Whole Foods, like crackers and peanut butter, hummus, and pretzels, and some nuts, and just a little snack mix to go along. So that convenience for me during this
back-to-school
season is really important.
What is the name of that company? And I'm sure that you can find it on trendymommy.com.
I was writing up an...
My goodness.
It's not my phone, Bill.
Oh, yeah.
I paid mine. All right, well, anyway, we'll send everybody over to trendymommies.com. Because I wanted to get us some of that free stuff, man. That's the stuff that we like, pretzels and hummus. And, you know.
Love the free stuff.
Yeah, it's free.
You taught me well.
If it's free, it's for us.
Yeah.
All right, why don't we take a quick break? When we come back, Eileen Donahue was on the morning show this morning. Mm-hmm. Senator Eileen Donahue.
She does her regular spot on the morning show every Tuesday.
And we're going to get into a little replay.
Yeah.
See what's on Eileen. Last time I saw her was over at the ribbon cutting over at the MRT last week.
You know, we should have the state pass a law for a new pair of scissors, a new pair of big scissors.